Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My guest this evening and my regular chat show, we have Mr. Nasty John Lust from Swansea. No. Where are you from, sir?
No, I'm not from Swansea. From
You're not from Swansea?
No, I'm from Cardiff.
Cardiff, sir.
Yeah, my name's not Lust.
It's not?
No, it's Must.
Well, we're here tonight to discuss the inevitable ferret that has been causing such a stir in this country lately. Could you tell me something about the sexual habits of a ferret?
Well, I'm not so much concerned with the sexual habits. They're more, and it hasn't really been causing an affray, if you know what I mean. It's more like it's been, well, they are dirty buggers when you get them wrong, you know what I mean? No, the ferret is rather a domesticated form of perverted stork.
Pardon, I didn't quite catch that last word.
Perverted stork.
A perverted stork?
Stort,
Does the ferret, the inevitable ferret, does he...
There's a man over there waving his arms. Is this all time about something?
They
don't do that on radio,
no, they don't do it on radio. So just look at me while I'm talking to you. Do read about it, don't you? What I really want to ask you, sir, the crux of my interview is, would you let your daughter marry a ferret?
Yes, I would. I think they're very clean living, like, and I don't think they do no harm to anybody.
Thank you very much, Mr. John Lust, and I feel that on that particular note, we must end the interview discussion of the inevitable ferret.
Thank you. I must be careful not to trip over the mic as I go out.